So, in our second session here, we're going to be looking at pitch quite a bit here. And obviously, with the timing, we were going on left to right in our music. Time marching forward in a horizontal direction. And on your music page anywhere, you will have the pitch, the height of the notes, scientifically the frequency, but in a vertical direction, so higher and lower on your staff. But we have some other symbols that can represent pitch. Now I have them represented vertically here to help us as we learn them, but we're going to get to where these shapes are going to represent relative pitches to us, and then we'll know what to sing even if they're on a straight line. These shapes are not in our hymnal, but there's a good reason to use them for sight reading. We're going to try to sight read a couple songs before we're done. I don't know when we're going to be done. If tonight's the last night, we'll have a difficult time getting to it all, but we'll just see what happens. So, who's ever heard of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, Ti, Do? Okay, I've never seen The Sound of Music, but I hear the song. And it's a kind of a musical alphabet for us. I'll just demonstrate this briefly for our few and faithful that are here. Alright. So here I have those that are familiar with music, which I think is about everyone in this room. You know that you have your A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's no H, it starts again at A. For the names of musical notes. Now I have this ladder here, and if you were trying to climb this ladder, if this ladder was, you know, taking you up to the top of your roof, what would you notice as you climbed the ladder, physically speaking, if this was a ladder that you were going up? Yes? Okay, you go higher as you climb the ladder, yes. What else? There's bigger spaces and smaller spaces. And the marker in the background may be a little confusing to the eye, but we have some big steps, and then you'd maybe trip here because it's a different height, and then you got big ones, and then you have a little one again. Now, these are going to represent whole and half steps for us. If you've seen a piano, which everyone in this room has, you have white keys and you have black keys. The white keys are in this pattern with whole and half steps. Two whole steps, one half step between the notes. Three whole steps, one half step. And when you first learn some things about piano, you know where to find C on the piano because of what? How do you know which note is C out of all the 88 keys? It could be centered, although, okay, on the piano, I think it goes from A to C, right? Well, on my accordion, same kind of keyboard, it goes from F to A, and so it's not necessarily going to be in the center. But when you there are sets of two black keys and sets of three black keys on the piano, and you go to the two, and then C is right below the two, okay? Those two and three black keys correspond with these two and three big steps, because the black keys are the half steps in between. So there would be a black key between C and D, black key between D and E, but not between E and F, because those are already a half step apart. So that's where you'd have two white keys next to each other on the piano. Then you have three more black keys, and B and C are both whites next to each other. Nothing racist about it, it's just the colors of the piano keyboard. And so, when you start on C on the piano, and you go up, it will make we would call this a major diatonic scale. It sounds normal to us, because this is how we arrange our music in our common system of music. There's minor keys as well, minor arrangements of notes, but typical what we're used to hearing for a scale is Okay? If you started anywhere else on a different white key, you would not have that same pattern of because if you started over here, it puts it in a different arrangement because of those. Not every step is the same. If you started it over here, it just doesn't sound like the same scale, because it's not. But the reason we use shaped notes for sight reading music, for singing, because not all of us know how to play the piano, and I don't know how to play nearly a fraction of what I wish I could, but I can sing any time. It doesn't require any extra equipment. It doesn't require any instrument. You always have your voice with you if it's working properly. So when we sing without any instrument, we can find the same intervals in our head and go with it. And the reason for key signatures in music, you'll see after the clef marker, G or F clef, you'll have a key signature before your time signature. And you need those because so you see how this lines up with all the bars that I've drawn here. If we start in any other place, let's say I want to put the bottom and top of my ladder on A, what do you notice? Now there starts to be bars showing that don't match up. Okay? So one of the scales I played there on the piano was starting on A. And the first one works like normal, like we could expect. And then the second one, we play the white key on the piano is right here, but it's lower than we'd want it to be for the major scale. So in the key of A, we'd have to put a sharp on C to make it fit the pattern. And then we'd come up and we'd find that F is too low. We have to put a sharp on that to make it fit the pattern, and G as well. And sure enough, if you look in the key of A, you'll see three sharps on C, F, and G. And so the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do takes this pattern, and that never changes with do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. There are half steps in between. Do, di, re, re, mi, fa, fi, so, si, la, li, ti, do, ti, te, la, le, so, se, fa, mi, me, re, ra, do. There's all those extra syllables to fit in when you need to do accidentals. But if we have time, we can get into those. For now, this is just explaining why we need key signatures and why we use do, re, mi, so that it doesn't matter what key we're in. And it doesn't even matter if we have them vertically arranged, higher or lower. If you have these shapes not only memorized, but practiced to where you're familiar with the jumps between them, then you can, you know, the music that I gave out on the sheets, make sure everyone has a sheet of paper. If you don't have one, they're up here. We have plenty. I want every person to have one. We have all these different shape of note heads on our music. And those will help us once we learn what the shapes do. Help us to be able to easily sight read and know exactly where to jump. It's very, very useful. Okay, I'm going to put this away. Oof. And we'll come back to here. Now, this is our just regular standard do to do. This is one octave. And we can start, the thing about the shaped notes is we can start it, as I showed, we can start that anywhere. And the major scale is going to be the same. So if I start here, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And then if I start here, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Except I can't sing that high. So we can take this from anywhere, and we just get in our minds where we start, and then we go. So we're going to try this. Everybody stand up. Get in a place where you can still see. Are these large enough that you can see the syllable name inside, right? Okay? And we're going to start Do right here.
Do, everybody sing Do.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. I should see your chest get bigger because more air should come in. Okay? Let it out. Take a deep breath. Hold it. You can let it out. All right. It's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. We're in singing school. All right, we're going to sing Do, Ready, Do. Very good. Excellent. Give yourself 2.5 claps. Oh, let's try that again. 2.5. Ready? Good job. All right. Start again. From the bottom. Do, ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Okay.
Do, ready, sing do.
Go ahead. Very good. You can put Do anywhere and go with it. Okay?
Do, 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 ready. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Do, it hasn't gone anywhere. Do, ready. Let's try it again. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
Okay. Where we are, does that go too high or too low for anyone?
Do, Do.
Can everyone fit that in your voice range? Okay?
The top one is a little bit higher.
Okay.
Do, Do, ready, Do, sing. Do, Re, Mi. Do, Re, Mi. Very good. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
Very good.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti.
Very good. You have a seat. Okay. So when we do a lot of singing of Do, Re, Mi's, it should be very simple. But what you don't know is I'm tricking you into learning this. And once we get familiar enough with it, then we can take our music, this paper that you have in your hand, and we'll know where to jump to. Look on, okay, the one side has The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. It's the one that has just one song on that side of the page. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. There's two parts above the words, two parts below the words. Right? There's two notes. So where it says the King of Love, we're going to look at the notes above there, and specifically the top note. Wherever you see a note, we're going to the top one. So what shape is the first note head on the word the? It's exactly. It's a triangle, which is Do. Now we have a couple different kinds of triangles, so be careful. This is like equilateral, kind of equiangular triangle here. This one is more like a flag on a flagpole. You got your flagpole here. This one you may see written in various inversions. Look at the word of, the King of, okay? Look at the word, the soprano note, the top note above of, it's facing this way, right? And then look below the words, the top note there, it's facing this way. Okay? So this one can get turned around. I draw it this way when we have it in order because it kind of points up the hill just and it fits in line. But this one has flat line on the bottom. This one never does. It's going to have flat line on one side or the other. Those are the two triangles that we have. What does this shape look like? Smiley face. Okay. What's this one? A diamond. And this is our flag kind of triangle. It has a flagpole. Is it going to be able to attach? Can you attach a flagpole onto this one? Okay, so remember that Fa is a flag. If it can fly on a flagpole, then it's Fa. What's this shape? Ice cream scoop. I'd call it an oval, an ellipse, something like that. Okay? Sometimes when we're drawing, it may come out almost round, but it's supposed to be a little long. What's this shape? Rectangle. It would probably show up more as a rectangle. But yeah, it's got four corners. What's this one? Brother Dad, it's supposed to be ice cream cone. Oh well. But pizza's good too. We have pizza and ice cream. And tea if you want, right? I mean, what else? Now, in fact, the word the for our soprano notes, there are two notes for one word. They should have put a slur on there, but they missed it. Okay? But they used the beam to kind of help themselves out there. But what's the next shape for the second part of the? The one that's on the... it's on the beam, so we have this deal right here. Like that. Only they're filled in. Okay? The next one is the ray. You see that? The. Now, king, top note, what is it? It's a diamond, which is me, of... Let's see. The king of, top note. Fa, very good. It's attached onto the flagpole. And love? So. Okay, so we have do, re, mi, fa, so. That's kind of nice. Did we sing that once already? Let's try it. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Okay, who's sung this song before or is familiar with this tune? Okay. So, but we have, before we can sing it, we have some timing too. I'm going to write out down here. We have our time signatures what? 3/4. So we're starting out with 2/8 notes. They're beamed together. But is everyone familiar with you can beam, put a beam between 2/8 notes, and then instead of them having individual flags, they have kind of flags that join them together. Okay? And then we have a measure bar. Then what's the next duration of note? What is it? Half note. Okay, I'm not paying attention to pitch. I'm just looking at the timing right now. Okay, what's the next one? Quarter. Measure bar. What's next? Half. And then for the soprano, what's the next note? Okay, 2/8, like that. All right? Is that okay? Is that readable? You understand this is an eighth note. It looks really terrible, but it's to save marker and time. Okay? So, we know that after the measure bar, what number is this one going to get if it's right after the measure bar? Always going to be one. That's where our hand comes down when we're leading. 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4. It's always going to be on one right after the measure bar. Now, our time signature is 3/4. What kind of note gets one beat? Is it a third note or a quarter note? It's a quarter note. It's the bottom number that we're looking for what kind of note gets one beat. So a quarter note gets one beat, which is exactly what we looked at before. Only this time is only 3 beats per measure. That's our 3 out of the 3/4. Okay? So we know in between these two measure bars there's going to be 3 beats. So we have one here. What's this? 3. Where'd 2 go? Where's 2? It's included in this one because this one gets 2 beats. Because a quarter note gets 1 beat, so a half note is twice as long gets 2. All right. So what's this one? Is this going to be 1? Let's see. We count eighth notes by one and. So there's our one and. Do we have 3 beats before we get to the measure bar? No. So because we're at the beginning of the song, we can do something special. And look at the end of the song. Look at the end of the song where it says F, me, F, er. That's our last syllable. What kind of note is there? Half note. So how many beats are in that last measure? One, two. And then the third is right here. So this is going to be three and one. Three and one. Okay? What are we going to write down here? One. And what's this? Three. But we have an extra note here. Do we need a measure bar? Where's this? What do we write here? And. Okay. Because this was really only half of the beat because it's an eighth note. Very good. All right. So now we have... Let's see if we can count this if we're on the one, two, three. So I'm going to count one, two, three, one, two, three. And after I come in with one, two, then we know we can start on three. Ready? One, two, three, and one, three, one, three, and. Okay, very good. That's all we got written on our board. But we can start with that. Now, look back at your music. We had... Let's do that again. I want to hear it. Ready? One, two. Very good. All right. So, we have this timing figured out. And what's our shapes here? We have do, re, mi, fa, so, and then what else? Fa, so. Okay? But we'll just go up to the so, because that's what we know how to do. Ready, do. But now we have to put that timing with it. Three and one, three, one. Okay, that's all we did. Ready? But singing on do, re, mi. Do, ready, do. We're going to go really slow. Everyone take a deep breath. Let it out. It's going to be okay. All right. Ready, do. We're going to go slow, like one, two. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, so. Okay. That's all we have for what we just did. But now we're going to stand up. Because I'm standing up the whole time. So, and I'm going to get a drink of water. All right. Here's do, ready, do, sing. Very good. Re, mi, fa, so, la. Do, ready, do. Very good, very good. See, we can do it when it's in order, but when you got to make a jump, it's like, where do we go? That's why I'm practicing. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Ready, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi. Good. Excellent. Do, re, mi, re, do, re, do, re, mi, re, mi, re, do. Okay, not bad. Do, re, mi, do, re, do, mi, do, mi, do. Good. Any comments about what we're doing? Is this good? Terrible? Just don't know what to think.
I can see your purpose when you do it right. When you get down.
We're learning.
Yeah.
We're putting it into our brain, not just. And by the time you're done, well, eventually, if I erased all the syllables right now out of the note heads, you'd be like, But you're learning those too, and you don't know it. So, let's start. Do do re mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do.
You can have a seat, but you're not done.
Ready, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so.
Very good. Excellent.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, fa, mi, re, so, re, mi, fa, so, do.
Very good.
Do, re, mi, do, re, mi,
do, mi, do, mi,
do, mi,
okay, which one was right? Okay, that's good, that's good. We're learning something. Go ahead.
Do, ready, sing, do. Do, re, mi, fa. Do, re, mi. Do, mi, do, mi, fa.
Very good.
Do, re, mi, fa. Do, re, mi. Do, mi. Do, re, do.
Do. Sing do, do, ti, la. Okay, sing
do, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi, re.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. You can stop and laugh at yourself. It's all right.
Ti, mi, do, do, sing, do.
I just want you to make sure that you understand where we have some timings that run into each other. We have different timings for the different parts on the same words. You'll notice on the word the at the beginning of the song, the King of Love, right? You'll see the, there's two notes at the beginning, and then there's just one note on the next part. Who can explain to me why that is? So the soprano goes up to re. Do you see that? Do, re. And what syllable does the alto have? The lower note? So, okay. But does the alto have a second note? Does the alto jump up to the re? What's going to happen there? Okay, very good point. The alto has a quarter note. And actually, that's why the stem points down for the alto. Because it needs a different stem configuration, a different timing than the soprano. The soprano is going to do two notes in the time the alto does one. The alto is going to have two half beats in the time that the soprano is going to have two half beats while the alto has one whole beat. And that will take the same amount of time for the word the. Okay, and then you'll notice on the King of Love, what happens there? What note is the soprano on as far as our shapes? So, okay, where's the alto? The lower note on top of the words is on do. And then there's also another note with a slur between them. And what's that? Goes to a T. Does everyone see where we are? The King of Love. Do, T for the alto, while the soprano has so. And again, you see the stems go opposite directions because they have different note kinds. In this case, it's not a different number of flags, but it has to have a different note head. The half note is not filled in, quarter note is. And they don't want to put those on the same thing because then one goes longer than the other. It just wouldn't work. So, how many beats? Well, we already determined how many beats the soprano is singing. For the half note? Two beats. And where's the two beats of the alto? They're on two separate quarter notes. Very good. And then we continue on with those. Okay. Who thinks we need to work on this one? Okay. If we're going to be able to... Because... turn your page over to the two songs. Look at the bottom song. This is actually in the back cover of Great Hymns of the Faith, the last song in the book. But here it has shape notes. Look at the last few words of the song. You see, rest upon us from above. Okay, look at us from. Us from. Do you see where the soprano has what note on us? La, right? It's the rectangle up there. And then what's from? Do. So we're gonna if we're going to be able to sight read this song, we have to know how to jump from a la to a so. Right? And that's what the shapes are telling us. If we practice this thing till we know it, then we go along, la, so. Whoa, not a so, a do. La, do. La, do, do. Yeah, that's correct. And there's lots of accidentals and lots of fun things in here. Look at "and the Father's boundless love" on the first line, towards the end of that line. Do you see those words? "And the Father's boundless love." Look at "father's." What's the first soprano note for fa? It's not a fa. It's just the... Right. It's the diamond, which is me. And then "there's," what's that? La. Yes. So we're going to have to know how to jump from me to la when we sing this song. But having those shapes, once we nail this scale here, when we see the shapes, we just know exactly where to go. Doesn't matter if we know how to play piano or have that interval in our mind from an instrument. So this is going somewhere. And as you can see, I can point to notes in order and we can start singing a song because that's what these are for. Okay, very good. We've only been going for half an hour. So, we got some time left. Do. You can stand up. Take a deep breath. I know you don't have lungs in your shoulders, but sometimes it just helps to get loosened up a little bit. Do, re, di. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do,
si, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Who thinks they can sing up the scale without looking at it? Let's try it. Close your eyes.
Do, re, di. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, si, do.
Very good. Keep your eyes shut. Sing back down, going the other way.
Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Somehow it just doesn't come as, you can open your eyes, doesn't come as naturally going backwards. But after you practice it a while, it will. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, fa, mi. Do, re, mi, fa, do, fa, do, fa. So,
okay, we're switching keys now. Switching keys.
So, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do.
Is this mind-boggling?
Do,
do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi, fa.
Do, switching keys. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do.
What do you notice? It's the same pattern. How could that be? Because our ladder is all confusing, right? Well, if you look at it carefully, you have, well, maybe it'll be easier with the green one.
Whoa.
Okay, I'll just put it over here, because we're not worrying about the letter names right now, just our do, re, mi's, because those don't change their relative increments. You have whole, whole, half. Whole, 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 half. Well, what I was just doing is do, re, mi, fa. And and so, la, ti, do. And when you do so, la, ti, do, you have whole, whole, half. And when you do do, re, mi, fa, you have whole, whole, half. And so those are just two of the same figure separated by a whole step. And it's very fascinating, especially when you get into playing the accordion and seeing how the chords work together in fourths and fifths. These are very important notes because as soon as you get past here, you're on the same pattern again, and you're just going up to the top. But because there's the whole step in the middle, the difference from here to here is not going to be the difference from here to here, because we have... Oh, it's going to be, it might be the same distance, but it doesn't sound like the same because the half steps are confusing. So anyway, let's do some more of these.
Do.
Very good.
La, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so, re, so, fa, mi, re, so, fa, mi, re, so, fa, mi, re, do.
So fa mi re. That
sounds better. So, fa, mi, re. So, re. So, fa, mi, re. So, fa, mi. So, fa, so, mi. So, fa, mi. So, mi. So, fa, so, fa, mi. So, fa, mi, re. What is going on while you're all sitting on the sofa? That's just... Okay. You can have a seat. It's going to be okay. Do, ready. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do. Do. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so. So there's going to be some clues. What we're learning down here is really going to be similar to what we're going to get to learning up here. Because, remember, these are the same pattern from here to here and from here to here. So, just like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Those are the same steps. And we probably won't get to it tonight, but we can move this in either direction, or maybe I'll write them smaller. And then we can have, you know, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, and it keeps going. And then we can go around the ends and see how things play out in that direction too. Okay. So. No, that would be do ti. But this is a whole step in between. Remember, we have whole, half. Let me write these here. Not that it will make us know exactly what to sing, but I just want it to be there for a reminder. Whole, half, whole, half. So these would be the equivalent of two white keys next to each other. But we aren't doing white keys. We're not doing any particular note on the piano. We're starting do at all kinds of places. But this pattern is going to work wherever we put it. So when we start on so, because I'm familiar with it, I know that do is down here, do, do, re, mi, fa, so, do, and then so, fa, but we're not to that point yet, so that's okay. We'll start on do. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, 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 re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Okay, that's a difficult place to do for us. So let's do do right here. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, fa, mi, re, mi, re, do, re. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re. Fa, so, fa, mi, fa, re, mi, fa. Do, do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, mi, re. Do, re, mi, fa, do,
mi,
I'm not doing it. It's just how it happens.
Do, re, mi, fa, so. Do, re, mi. Do, re. Do, re. Do, mi, re, do. Good. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Do. So. Do, re, mi. Very good. Do, re, mi, do, re, do, mi, do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, do, re, do.
Good. That one may come a little more naturally. This one's a very common jump in what we sing. Do, so, do. It's kind of in the middle, but really, these could both be in the middle. The distance, as a matter of fact, from do to so, is the same as the distance from fa to do, because there's that one whole step. So this is, you can see, 3.5, and this is also 3.5. The syllables come in a different spot. This one has 1.1, 1.5, 1. This one has 1.1, 1.5. But the distance is the same, so it will sound the same. But when you sing the ones in between, you can't do them the same. Okay, stand up, please. Let's look at the top song on the side with two, Peace, Perfect Peace. Who knows this one? Okay. So this one, unfamiliar to most of us. Are we able to tell what's the shape of the first note? Yeah. So, very good. We have an oval there. For the soprano, I'm saying. For the soprano, we have so. Now, read the shapes across the soprano line. Ready? Don't worry about the timing. Just what are the shapes? So, 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 so. So, la, 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 so, so. Wow, this one should be easy. Let's try it. I'm going to do those same ones. We're going to put so, but if I start on so, how are we going to know where la and fa? It's really helpful when we get do in our mind. So, if I give so, or if I give fa, or whatever, do really helps us to know where our bass is to build everything off of. You can go to the top or the bottom, but we're probably more familiar with going to the bottom right now because that's where we've been working. So if I give so to know where the other ones are, it will help us if we run down the scale in our mind to do. And then that will give us a good foundation. So if I say so is right here, where's do? So... Very good, because so, fa, mi, re, do. Okay, but we're starting on so, and we only have so and la in our first line. So we're going to have so, la, so, la, so. That's pretty easy. Okay, so I'm going to point to those. You don't have to worry about looking at your music, because we'll be doing it right here. But I'll be following how many there are. Ready? So, 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 la, 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 so, so. Okay. Simplest thing in the world, almost. All right. Let's look briefly at the timing. You can have a seat. Let's look at that timing. We have something that I haven't talked about yet, but I think many of my audience know what it is already. So what are we going to write here? We have a half note, quarter note, quarter note. Then what comes next? Measure bar. Measure bars are important when we're talking about timing. Okay. Now what comes next? A dotted half note. Who can explain to me the dot on the half note? Doubles three times something. The dot has one meaning with any note, it adds half again to the note that it's on. So we started with two, yes, it makes it three, because it adds half of two, which what's half of two? One. And then two plus one is three. So we have three beats in this note. What number? Okay, let's make sure we have a whole measure here. This is worth how many beats? We're in 4-4 timing, so it's the same that we've been doing. 4-4 timing, how many beats for this one? Two, one, and one. So what's two plus one plus one? Okay, so we know that this is a whole measure, so we can start on one. So we have one, and what's here? Three, okay, very good. Four. What's this one going to be?
One.
All right, what comes next? We have quarter, measure bar, quarter, 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 measure bar, and a dotted half on the top of our page there. Okay? So, what count does this one get?
Four.
Four, very good. Because we have one, two, three right there, so four, and then these?
One, two, three,
four. One. And there's a two and a three in there, right? Okay. So now, let's count this. Just what you see here. Is these too confusing? Let me. Okay. Is that visible? Legible? Readable? All right. Let's try from the beginning. Ready? One, three, four, one, four, one, two, three, four, one. Very good. So now, we had a feel for that, and most of the people in this audience are already familiar with counting timing. So now, we're going to just jump right into reading the shapes that are there, so and la, on that timing, on their pitches. Piece of cake. So, ready, so. Okay, so you don't have to look at the words of the music. Just look at the top line. And, you know, we'll go slow. You can figure out your timing, one beat, three beat, and all that good stuff. But it's a very simple song here. And we'll sing the so and the la. Ready? So, 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 la, 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 so, so. Very good. We just sang that line of that song. And since it's so simple, do you think we can put the words to it now? Let's try it. Just that line. And we can also see that it goes up to la. This should be very simple. Let's try and pay attention to the timing. Ready? Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. Okay, that's all we've got for right now, but we've got it. So, can you see the purpose of each part of the markings of the music? There's a signification to all of it. The measure bars, of course, on the staff, it's showing us vertically whether we're going up or down. Because, yes, there are two dos, and there's when we have four parts, there could be three or four dos in a song, depending on how high and low they're going. So this tells us which do we're talking about when we place it on the staff. It's helpful. But we can do it without having staff there if we know our do, re, mi's. Okay, let's look at what the next line does. We're starting on so, right? So the soprano of the second line of the song. So, and then what comes next? Do, and then what? Re, mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi. Okay, we're going to try that. I'm going to have to make this smaller so that we can fit our extra do and re and mi up here. Okay? Whoa! That's a terrible looking mi. Okay, let's try that. Does everyone know that's a do, re, mi? Okay, ready? Don't worry about looking at the music. I'll tell you where to go.
Do, ti, la, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi.
Okay, that's where we are. Ready?
So, do, ti, la, so, do, re, mi, re, do. Do, ti, la, do, la, so.
Okay, that's pretty much what that music did right there. So, we had, and the timing on that part, we have a, let's see, do we need to, for this one, it's pretty simple. You think we can count it without writing all up on the board? For the second line of the song, let's look at it. Okay, we had three beats at the top of the end of the top line. There's our fourth beat on the beginning of the bottom line, right? Everyone see that for the blood of Jesus? So what count number does that first note get? Four, okay, and then one, three, one, two, three, four, one, three, four, one. Okay, if you have a whole note, make sure you hold it all the four beats. Okay, what time is it? 8:55. All right.
Do, do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, re, do, ti, do, re, do, ti, do, re, do, ti, do, ti, la, ti, do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, la, ti,
so. Very good.
La, ti, do, ti, la, do, la, do, re, do, ti, do, la, do, ti, la.
Very good. That sounds so good. I think you should stand up.
Do, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, do, so, do, so, do, ti, la, do, la, do, ti, la, do, la, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, la, so, la, ti, so, do.
Very nice.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, so, mi, so, mi,
good job,
so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so, mi, so, mi,
do. Very good.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, so, mi, so, fa, mi, so, mi, so, mi, do, mi, so, mi,
do,
mi.
That sounds good.
Do, re, do, mi, do, re, fa.
Very good. Very good.
Do, ti, la, so, do, so,
do, so, fa, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, so, do, ti.
Ah, that's better.
Do, ti, do, ti.
Someone's going flat.
Do, ti,
that's better.
La, so, la, ti, so, la, ti, so, la, ti.
Good job. All right, let us, some people know who the King of Love, My Shepherd is. We're going to sing the first verse. All singing schools out this side, we'll just think about the words. Ready? Four parts if you know them. Ready?
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He
sounds good, but it could sound better.
It's true.
Unfamiliar parts, and it's all written there if we know how to read it. It's good. I think that'll do for tonight so that we have time to get stuff cleaned up and ice cream cleaned up. Appreciate your work. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.